Welcome to Farming Water Scotland podcast. Our podcasts discuss various mitigation options, guidance and farmer experience to help manage and improve water quality on farm and the surrounding area. In today's podcast, we'll be discussing the role of net regs with Andrew Wallace and Pete Wright from SEPA. I'm Fiona Salter, an environmental consultant with SEC Consulting and host for today's podcast. Welcome both today. Andrew, do you want to just give a brief introduction to who you are and what you do?
Hi, yes, thanks Fiona. Thanks for inviting us on. My name's Andrew Wallace. I work for the Scottish Environment Protection Agency on the NetRegs project, and we'll talk a bit more about that during this podcast.
Great, thanks. Pete?
Hi Fiona, I'm Pete Wright. I work with Andrew for NetRegs, but I've been on this podcast before because I also work for SEPA and I'm in the kind of the rural teams there. I work in a team called the National Campaigns and Initiatives.
Great, thank you for joining us. So just to begin with, what is NetRegs?
Andrew, I'm going to hand you over to this one for you.
Okie doke. Yeah. So NetRegs is a free online service, if you like, that it helps businesses in Scotland and Northern Ireland understand what they need to do to stay on the right side of environmental rules, really. We write the guidance, so we try to remove any legal jargon. So we aim to have no complicated language, just clear, straight to the point guidance. I think quite importantly for agriculture and farming, it's also designed with small and medium-sized businesses in mind. So this includes most farms, crofts, food producers, rural businesses. So what we kind of do at NetRegs is take the big, confusing regulations about things like water, waste, chemicals, nuisances, and we break it down into guidance that's understandable, practical, and that should make sense to most individuals. And for farmers who already have more than enough on the plate with the day-to-day activities, this should hopefully help save time, cut risks to the business, and give confidence that they're working towards good practice and compliance.
Yeah, I think you summed it up really well there, Andrew. I think one of the comments you said about the number of businesses in agriculture and food production, which are small and medium-sized businesses, mm-hmm. who haven't got a environmental manager on their site and haven't got necessarily, they might not be the thing that they're trained in and that kind of stuff. So the idea in NetRegs really is to fill that gap, provide them with that little bit of confidence to know what they're doing, is they're doing right. And the guidance, like Andrew said, it's fit for purpose. It's easy digestible. It's up to date. But also, if you do need to dig into the ins and outs of the rules and regulations, NetRegs is there to basically signpost people to where the legal bits are, the SEPA website, if it's associated with SEPA. You know, it's there as a signposting tool, but also as a kind of a nice guidance tool as well. And small and medium-sized businesses in agriculture are ideal for this kind of thing. And one thing which Farming and Water Scotland does is obviously we concentrate on water, hence it's in the name.
Right, yeah.
But the NetRegs tool really gives the opportunity to open up that legislative landscape a little bit and say, look, okay, you need to do these kind of things on waste and as well as water and that kind of stuff. So the idea with NetRegs is to really plug that gap and get people to do it once and do it right, I think is what we like them to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
I use it all the time. I think it's really good. And I think it's not just about the like physical guidance there, like the other supporting materials, if you want to chat about them, like the tools that are there, the graphics that are there. There's a whole, like there's so much information in there that's so digestible.
Yeah.
I mean, Andrew's been key, Andrew and the rest of the team have been key to producing guidance, which has been asked for, which is something I think is quite interesting, because sometimes you can put guidance out and it doesn't get used because it's not in the right format and that kind of stuff. So if Andrew, if you'd want to talk about why you've chose those particular kind of guidance notes and what kind of learning tools there are on the site as well, it'd be pretty good, because I know you've got some ideas as well what you can do in the future.
Yeah, No, absolutely. So we've developed a range of tools that are designed specifically, you know, for agriculture. I suppose we'll start with the kind of sector specific web guidance that we have. So this is kind of the core of what NetRegs does and always has done. So on the website, there's dedicated guidance for agriculture that covers kind of key environmental issues that farmers deal with on a day-to-day basis, but that includes things like farm waste, slurry and manure storage, silage pits, silage storage, storage of other materials such as feed, pesticides and chemicals, and even medicines, avoiding water pollution, kind of land management and soils, and then going into things like energy efficiency, renewables, carbon reduction, that kind of thing. And the list goes on. But the web-based guidance is almost like having an environmental advisor on hand. So you've got the information there when you need it. It's, you know, hopefully easy to navigate. But I think more importantly, it's completely free to use and it's available whenever you need it. So if you're out and about on the farm, and you want to check something, you know, you should be able to pull NetRegs up on your phone and access that information straight away.
Yeah, I'm just flicking through the tool while we're on the call now, and I've just randomly selected agriculture and going down the list of the things that we're looking at. And I think one thing we need to emphasize it's not just about the rules; it's about that best practice. And also, there's some things in there which I don't think farmers would know where to go and find this information elsewhere. There's a bit there on nuisances. Quite a lot of the stuff for nuisance isn't covered by CEPA, but it's covered by other organisations and other rules and regulations. But there's bits in there about things like artificial light nuisance. You know, where mm-hmm. do you put your lights? You know, to make sure they annoy your neighbours and make sure they're safe for passing traffic and that kind of stuff. So it is kind of like we're trying to have it as a kind of a one-stop shop for free advice so that people have got a starting point to go off from. And like Andrew's been saying, it's in that clear, easy to understand. And I think what is most important is easy to navigate as well. You've got those sector kind of pull downs, you select agriculture, and underneath agriculture, there's all the potential things you don't even need to look at. So yeah, it's not just about waste. It's not just about water. It's not just about air. You know, it's about basically pretty much anything you're going to be needing when it comes to operating a farm business in Scotland and Northern Ireland. You'll be able to find a link to it somewhere on the website.
Yeah, and you've also got like your e-learning section where if you want to learn more in like or dive into a subject more, you have that there, which is free to use. Like some of them you need to sign up to, I think, but
yes, no, that's right. So on top of the kind of, like as we described, the bread and butter of what NetRegs offers, we've tried to expand the reach of the guidance. So it's available in as many formats as we can do to try and encourage as many people to use it as possible and make it as accessible as we can. So yeah, as you mentioned, we've developed a range of e-learning courses that are all free to use. Again, you should be able to do these at any time. You can do them on your phone, at a desktop computer, or you know, on a thing like tablets, things like that. For agriculture in particular, we have some specific topics and courses. So this includes things like slurry and liquid digestate storage systems, making and storing silage. There's a kind of general one on diffuse pollution, and then others on fertilizer storage and application, keeping livestock, cultivation of land, storing and applying pesticides, and I think sheep dipping as well. So they kind of cover the key activities that kind of feed or relate to diffuse pollution and the general binding rules that farmers and land managers must comply with. So those are very bit much based on that. But we are looking again, as always, to develop these further, include other activities and topics And that's where, you know, feedback from the sector is really appreciated, so we can ensure that, you know, the topics and courses we're developing are needed, there's a demand for it, and that they're fit for purpose.
Yeah, just on that, I'm just hearing people when I'm out and about on a farm going, why do I need to do a course on keeping livestock? I know what I'm doing. I've been a farmer for 40 years, kind of thing. That's great. That's great. Fantastic. 99% of the time you'll be doing exactly what you need to be doing. But the idea of those courses is just to make sure that if there are any changes in rules and regulations, rather than having to go through the rules, the regulations, find out the right information, you go to the courses and you say, this is what you need to do, this is how you do it. And it gives some practical examples of the kind of things that people are doing as well. So yeah, there is the, why do I need to do that? I'm a farmer, been a farmer for years, but treat it as a way of making sure you're keeping on the right size of the rules and regulations, but also as a consultant, because we know consultants use Farming Water Scotland quite a lot and go to NetRegs Library, they could use it so that they are aware of the changes so they can pass on to their clients. And also it's a handy tool for things like if you're a student, if you're at university, you're doing work on a qualification and that kind of stuff. Again, it's just another way of checking to make sure that you know what you're doing it right. And there's some good practice examples out there as well. So yeah, it's a really good tool. And like I said, it is anonymous. We're not taking your marks. We're not checking, making sure you do it, getting 100% and that kind of stuff. It's purely there just to educate and advise people to make sure they're doing things right.
Absolutely. I think in addition to that, you know, they're great for individual or, you know, even staff training. You know, you might have new members of staff on the farm, or, you know, just it's great to bring, you know, everyone up to speed to a level on, you know, certainly the regulations that apply to certain activities, so that then you have confidence that and you've got confidence in yourself and your staff that they know what they should be doing.
Yeah, especially now because obviously the regulations have just changed. So prime time for you to do these type of courses just to make sure that you understand what the changes in environmental legislation will mean to your business, because trying to read some information, it's just mind-boggling. So like I've used NetRegs a lot recently just to try and understand how it's changed and what that impact is. Focused on the water, environment obviously, but yeah, that must have been quite some feat to update that.
It's still ongoing. Yeah, because it is a massive change. Obviously, we've gone from the separate kind of regulatory regimes covering water, waste and industrial activities. And now it's being brought together into the integrated authorization framework, which is delivered through Scotland through what's called the ESA regulations, which basically means, yeah, it's a whole bit of a change of how you go about registering your activities for licenses and permits and that kind of stuff. But again, I said those words and I thought, that sounds really complicated. So the idea is remove the complication, come over to NetRegs and just get the information that you need in plain language with the support of e-learning, a dashboard, self-assessment tools and all that kind of stuff, just to make sure that you're stepping off in the right direction. Because it's nothing worse than doing something and realizing you've got it wrong from the very beginning because you have to go back to the beginning and start again. The idea of NetRegs is to make sure that you're starting off your activities on a firm grounding to know that you're doing things right. And I think that's ideal, and that's what NetRegs is all about.
I think that's it. You touched on it before, Pete, as well. But like I say, NetRegs is kind of there. It can help explain the basics of what you need to know and point you in that right direction. And then, as we say, you know, for example, for the ESA regulations, you know, for then detail instructions on applying for activities or authorizations, then you would visit the SEPA website for that kind of thing. Yeah,
Andrew, like, obviously, like the information that we've talked about so far has been quite written or information on the website or via the courses that are there. But are there any other resources online that people can use to just for different learning purposes?
Yes, absolutely. So on top of the web guidance and the e-learning, we also offer short animations and video case studies that cover environmental compliance topics. We kind of see it as, you know, sometimes seeing something is the easiest way to understand it, and especially with some, you know, complex activities, that kind of thing. So we've kind of built a library of video case studies and short animations that kind of highlight the best practice, tailored to specific sectors. And for farming, we have a range of videos and animations that include dealing with water on a farm, maintaining silage pits, slurry separation and slurry lagoons. There's videos on washing out chemical pesticide sprayers, constructed farm wetlands, things like that. So we try and, again, I've mentioned it previously, but we try to produce the guidance in as many formats as we can to kind of expand the reach as far as we can. I'd say, and the idea with these videos and animations that it's just, it's available. It's another format that you can get that information and on the best practice and compliance.
Yeah, there's quite a number of videos on construction as well from the construction sector. It's not necessarily agriculture, but it means that when you're bringing contractors on site or you're doing the work yourself, there's quite a lot of nice little videos about how you manage discharge of water and how do you protect water courses from sediment and how do you make sure you're bundling your fuels and your oils correctly and that kind of stuff. So there's, you know, just because it isn't tagged agriculture, there is guidance on NetRegs as well about those kind of partner activities that happen on a farm, you know, relating to construction and maintenance and that kind of stuff, looking after your vehicles and that kind of stuff, and waste disposal and all those kind of things are covered through, yeah, that multitude of kind of avenues of getting the message across. And I think that's something which NetRigs is really going to develop, I think, in the future, because we're getting quite a lot of positive feedback about these short videos, which can just be clicked on nice and quickly or shown to your farmhand or your contractor and that kind of stuff, and just say, have you seen this thing from NetRigs? It tells you how you need to do it. It's dead quick and easy. Have a quick look on your phone and you can take it from there.
I think that's a really good point, because they are so short, but they have so much information in them that it's so easy to just watch really quickly.
Yeah, that's the plan. Because environmental compliance should be easy to be accessed for the information that you need. And I think that's what NetRigs are trying to do. Sometimes you do have to put in systems which are, you know, quite expensive potentially or can be quite complicated to put into practice, but again, NetRegs starts you off on that journey in the right point and then can point you in further directions as and when required.
And then moving on, NetRegs has like a business advisory group. Do you want to discuss what that is and what their role is?
Yeah, I mean, the business advisory group is basically, I think it can be seen as the heart and soul of NetRegs, really. It's about making sure that what NetRegs is delivering is what businesses in Scotland and Northern Ireland are actually wanting. So sitting on the business advisory groups are representatives from industry, organisations, third-party sectors, which cover, Andrew, I don't know, thousands of businesses are probably represented on through NetRegs because of the people who are there.
Absolutely.
And it just means that the voice of all those organizations and all those sectors is heard. So there's, I mean, Andrew, I can't, off the top of my head, I can't remember the kind of businesses that sit on there. Who's there?
We have a range of organizations from across Scotland and Northern Ireland. So we have some business support organisations that are represented on the group. We have members from the construction sector, from the waste sector, from the energy sector, and importantly for this group, we also have representatives from the agriculture sector in SAC Consulting and Farming and Water Scotland, who both sit on the group. And as you say, it really helps us to kind of identify any gaps within those particular sectors, or certainly get an idea with the business support organisations of some of the support that's coming through that will be available to businesses. It helps raise some sector-specific issues which then ensures that our guidance is practical, it's up to date, and it's relevant for businesses, and it's also it's important for us to pitch it at the right level, and that's where this business advisory groups really helps to do that.
And I think it's another one of those places where communication is key, because the information is out there somewhere, mm-hmm. but sometimes it's about how you go about channeling that to make sure it gets to the right people. So again, it's another opportunity for businesses to work together to make sure the message is going out, because sometimes you can have the best information in the world, you can have the most skilled operators you could potentially ask for, but you're very much trying to get that message out and it's just not going anywhere. So the idea of the business advice group, along with NetRegs and the other members within there, is to get out those good and best practice examples. You know, how have you conquered some of these challenges that have recently come through because of regulatory changes or because of additional requirements from contracts and that kind of stuff? It's about collecting that information, put it together in case studies or through articles and newsletters, and get that information out to people to say, right, okay, the chances are your business, the issues that are happening to your business have been tackled by another business elsewhere within Scotland and Northern Ireland or elsewhere. Let's see if we can get those case studies out so people can learn from the good and best practice, so that they don't have to reinvent the wheel is one thing, save money for the business. And again, at the heart of NetRegs, obviously comply with those environmental guidances and regulations that are out there. So it's a fantastic way of bringing together a really diverse bunch of organisations, but then realising that we've all really got the same kind of main aim, which is to make sure that people have sustainable businesses for now and going into the future, which are compliant with the rules and regulations, but also promote best practice for other people.
So, like, thinking about NetRegs and like its potential future and how it can be really useful to people using it, what do you see as like potential future interactions?
So, we're always looking for real life examples of good practice from across all the sectors that we cover on NetRegs, but in particular from agriculture and farming. So we'd love to hear examples of how businesses are doing things like to improve slurry storage, managing water more efficiently, cutting carbon through new techniques, perhaps, minimizing waste, anything that, businesses are doing day to day that helps them comply with regulations. We really want to know about. And then we can share that best practice across the sector and hopefully, improve the sector as a whole.
Yeah, so you're very open to like starting conversations with people. And potentially, like, if people are going on the website and they just don't understand like a certain area, is there any way that they can contact people to get more information?
Yes, absolutely. So we offer a we have an email contact, which is netregs@sepa.org.uk. So anyone that has any queries can send that off through that the NetRegs mailbox, and we'll endeavour to answer that query ourselves, or we will pass it on to relevant colleagues within SEPA, or if it's a Northern Ireland query, within the Northern Ireland Environment Agency.
Yeah, and I think that's important to say. Not everything is on the NetRegs website. We've very much kind of done as best as we can to cover the most topics, but things do come on, and sometimes that little bit of guidance is needed on things that aren't covered there, or potentially we've come at from the wrong angle, and there's another angle that you'd like the guidance to be seen from. So, yeah, just drop the message and an email to the NetRegs team, and we'll either find the right answer from somewhere else, come up with a bit more guidance in a more suitable, some more suitable way, or point you in the direction of something that's already existing on the website that you just haven't been able to find.
Thank you both for joining us today. It was really informative. We'll save all the links and documents and guidance notes that have been discussed throughout the podcast on the webpage. If you have any questions, as said, please email netregs@sepa.org.uk, or you can email farmingwater@sec.co.uk, or look at the websites directly. You can listen back to all previous episodes we've produced for Farming Water Scotland on any podcast provider, or find them on our website. Farming Water Scotland is funded by Scottish Government and delivered by SEC Consulting in partnership with SEPA to help farmers and land managers reduce diffuse pollution risk and benefit the farm business.